Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Charles Kemper, Jack Mather, and our charming guest, Sidney Haskell. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Dear old broken rule days, reading and writing, playing sick, recess and hooky and chickery chick.
Well, you seem to be very pleased with yourself, Charlie.
Oh, I am that, Bergie. I am that.
Yes.
I am one guy who never lets me down.
What have you done now, then?
Well, it's a dilly this time.
Yes.
Yes, sir, Bergie. Now get this.
Yes.
After years of sweating and straining.
Yes.
I have finally graduated.
No.
It's the truth.
No.
Uh-huh. I have polished off the eighth grade.
Well, well.
Yes, sir. Emancipation has set in.
Well, that's fine. Charlie, I just can't put my happiness into words.
No?
No.
Well, try putting it into cash.
All right.
You know that $10 you promised to give me when I graduated?
Well,
Here it comes. This really hits Bergen below the money belt.
All right. Well, I...
Come on, gimme.
All right, now. Before we go any further...
Yeah.
Remember, Charlie, that money is the root of all evil.
Okay. That suits me.
Yeah.
Slip me to 10 and I'm starting on a career of crime. Is that...
Well, now, not so fast. How do I know that you've really graduated?
Well, it ain't official yet, but it's in the bag.
It's in the bag.
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Well, sure. In fact, I'm so sure I've even written my graduation speech.
I see. Well, I'd like to hear that.
Oh, I'll fling it at you.
All right.
Quite witty, I think, and colorful.
Yes.
That's my opinion.
Yes. No.
There ought to be one down there.
Yes.
Unaccustomed as I am to graduating.
No.
That's all right. All right, sir. Fellow convicts.
No.
No score. And 3 years ago, I entered the eighth grade, a young and innocent child. Today, I look back in retrospection, and I can truthfully say, I consider the years I spent in the eighth grade, well, wasted.
No, Charlie, I don't...
Quite, please. As I look into your smiling faces out there... Hiya, babe. What are you doing later on?
Charlie! You're off the subject.
I found a better one.
Yeah.
Hubba.
All right. Enough of that.
Yeah. Where was I? Oh, yes, of course, yes. Now, I do not boast of being a valedictorian. No. Nay. Not even a Plato. Nay. I have never waded knee-deep in diplomas.
You've said quite enough.
I gotta put a finish on it, yeah. So, in conclusion, I would like to say, I hope the ninth grade is not as habit-forming as the eighth grade. I thank you. You may applaud now. It's all right.
Charlie. Charlie, it's still very hard for me to believe that you've really graduated.
Yeah? Especially where 10 smackers sort of stick in your eye.
No. I know what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to phone your teacher. And if she verifies it...
Yeah?
I'll give you the money. Hand me the phone.
Okay, Doubting Thomas. If any of you in the audience care to send me graduation presents, I have no objections. Oh, no.
Hello? Miss Grosshopper. Oh, yes, yes. Well, this is Edgar Bergen.
Oh, I bet she's just thrilled to death.
Yes, well, I just wanted to check on Charlie's grades on his final exam.
What is old Pickle Puss Crosshopper saying? Did I graduate or did I?
What's that?
Huh?
Oh. No, Charlie. You didn't graduate.
Huh?
That's right.
You mean I've been scratched?
Yes, Charlie.
Oh.
Yes.
You mean I've been double cross-offered?
She says that you got zero.
Zero? Ask her what Skylar Van Snort got.
What did Skylar Van Snort get? Uh-huh.
What?
She says he got 100.
100?
Yes.
Well, then I demand a recount. A recount. I copied from him word for word. I copied her. Oh, darling.
I can't hear what she's saying.
Oh. I don't know what's coming to this world. Even cheating ain't reliable anymore.
Thank you very much, Miss Crosshopper. Goodbye. Well, Charlie.
What?
Skyler told Miss Crosshopper he knew you were copying his answers.
Yeah?
So he made two sets. You copied the wrong answers.
Why, the dirty rat. Why, that's dishonest.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yes. And what did it all get you, young man? Another year in the eighth grade. What have you got to say for yourself, Charlie?
Well, all I can say is, I regret I have but one life to give to the eighth grade.
Ray Noble and his orchestra give us Ray's special arrangement of one of the top tunes of the day. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, hello, Mr. Bergen.
Well, hello, Mortimer.
Well, that's me.
Well, what brought you here?
Hmm?
I say, what brought you here?
Well.
What brought you here?
Oh, my hind leg.
Well, I hear your cow Bessie has been found.
Yep, Bessie's been found.
Well, that's fine.
Well, but the fellow that found her claims that she's his'n.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, that's awful. Terrible.
Yeah. You know, I gotta go to court now, and I gotta prove that I belong to Bessie.
You do? Well, I'll bet you miss that cow a lot, don't you?
Well, I sure do. Bessie's just like one of my own family.
Yeah.
Only better looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, Mortimer. Hmm?
Oh, yes.
Oh. I say, don't let this fellow pull any tricks on you in court.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. I may seem dumb, but when somebody tries to outsmart me.
Yeah.
Well, they can do it every time.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Mortimer. I'll help you out.
Well, yeah.
Now, let's pretend that you're on the witness stand.
Well.
And I'll rehearse you.
Well, yeah.
Now, the first thing is raise your right hand.
Raise my right hand, yes. Oh, let's see now. See the right hand. That's a toughie, yeah. You know, there are two of them, you know.
Yes, I know that. Well, Mortimer, this is your right hand on this side.
Oh, that one over there.
That's your right hand.
Yeah.
Now, don't forget that.
Oh, I won't forget. Yeah. Well, what if I'm facing the other way?
Well, still applies.
No, same hand.
Same hand, that's right. Now, the next question.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Hmm?
I say, how old are you?
Well, I'd say, boy about my age.
Boy about your age.
Maybe a little older.
Maybe a little older.
Keep changing all the time, you know.
Yes, I know. Now, don't tell me that you don't even know how old you are.
No.
Don't you have a birth certificate?
No, I don't have one. The doctor wouldn't give none to me.
No.
Said it would ruin his practice. That's pretty cute, yeah.
Well, now the next question. Your occupation. Are you an agriculturist? Are you an agriculturist?
No. I'm Mortimer.
Yeah, I know. Mortimer, an agriculturist means a farmer.
No.
Yeah.
Well, live and learn. Yeah. If you got time for both.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, now that's fine. But don't forget what I've told you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. You don't know.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, I guess my brain's going out on strike. I guess.
Our lovely little Anita Gordon sings, "But I Did."
I don't want to phone you again, but I did. I didn't want to see you again, but I did. I had a certain feeling for you that bothered me. I had to find out what the hidden charms could be. I didn't want to hug you again, but I did. I didn't want to kiss you again, but I did. I must have been too sentimental doing what I did. I didn't want to fall in love, but I did.
What is it, Anita?
Here's a man who wants to see Mr. Bergen.
How you do? How you do there? Yeah, I've been Axel Svensson, and I'm a chauffeur for Miss Signe Hassel.
Oh, what an interesting accent.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to visit Sweden.
Yes, so have I. I say, I'm awfully fond of their native dish, ravioli.
Yeah, that was a good joke.
Yeah, that was a yim dandy, that one you pulled there, y'all.
Yeah, well, I'll have you know that I'm a Norse. My father was Norse, too.
Oh, then all your people were Norse.
Yeah, well, all except my uncle. He was a souse,
yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one, too, yeah. Say, where is this here fella, Mr. Bergen?
He's not here right now. Could we help you?
Well, I suppose so. You see, I'm supposed to bring Mr. Bergen and his party over to Miss Signe Hassel's to eat.
Oh, that's super.
No, I think it's dinner.
Well, I say, I presume you are a competent chauffeur.
Oh, sure thing, yeah, sure. You know, I had my basic training just driving around Los Angeles here.
Oh, come on now, talk's cheap. Let me see those scars.
Yeah. Yeah. You're quite a yoke tracker, you are, yeah. Yeah, well, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll go outside and wait. Hello.
Thrilling to see Miss Hassel in person.
I say, Anita, isn't she the young lady who played in that cinematograph film, Domicile on 92nd Thoroughfare? Yes, that's it.
Oh, Mr. Noble, it was the house on 92nd Street.
Say, Miss Hassel, chauffeur's outside. Are we ready to go?
Well, look, I hope you won't think I'm silly.
Well, of course not, silly.
Well, when I saw Miss Hassel on the screen, she simply frightened me out of my wits.
Yeah. I wondered how it happened.
Oh, but really, Charlie, I don't think it'd be quite safe to visit her place.
Well, Larry, you don't have to worry about her.
Why not?
Well, she's going to be too busy worrying about me.
Oh.
Miss Hassel isn't really menacing. She was just playing a part. Besides, we must go. It's a going-away dinner.
You mean we eat and run?
No, she's been invited by the American Airlines to make the inaugural flight to Sweden.
Well, I know she'll want to kiss me goodbye, so let's go before she takes off. Last one out's a rotten egg, huh?
Hello? This is the butler speaking. Just a moment, sir. It's for you, madam.
Thank you, Manchester. Hello? Yes, this is Signe Hassel. Yes? Oh, yes, Edgar. What? Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry you can't be here. Oh, yes, of course. I'll look out for Charlie. I'll be on my guard every second. Are you?
I beg your pardon, Miss Hassel. The chef, he say he would like to speak with you.
Excuse me, Miss Hassel. I'm in a state of exasperation, and I need your assistance.
What's the matter, Carlsbad? Is there something wrong with the dinner?
No, madam, except that poor duck. I simply can't stand to slay him.
What? You can't kill a duck? Well, you're a fine chef.
Oh, thank you so much. I certainly try.
Well, we simply must have that duck for dinner. Why can't you kill him?
Well, every time that poor sweet thing looks at me with those big, sad eyes, I just get goose pimples all over.
All right, Carlsbad, I'll be down to help you later. Oh, dear, that must be my guest, and I haven't fixed my hair yet. Manchester, answer the door, please.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon. I am Miss Hassel's butler. Is she expecting you, or shall I throw you all out now?
Well, you better do a little bit better by just throwing out that burnt cork accent. All right, so I muffed the line. No more sweet stuff either, Bergen.
Gee, isn't this a swanky apartment? Look at that beautiful piano.
My word, I say, pretty good tone, too.
Ray, why don't you play some more?
All right. Yeah. Do you know this one?
Oh, yes, I do.
I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do.
Everybody, I'm so glad you're all here.
Ah, Signe, you're so gorgeous.
Oh, thank
you. Oh, let me feast my eyes upon you. Yum, 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 yum. Give me a second helping, huh?
The same old Charlie, dear. Yeah.
By Jove, what a jolly interesting apartment you have here, Miss Hassel. Have so many unusual antiques.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I picked up something the other day.
Yes?
Yes, an 18th century secretary.
Can she still take shorthand?
Jeepers, what's this in the mahogany box? What? It looks like candy.
Oh, don't touch it. Don't touch it. A fan sent it to me from India. It's magic candy.
Magic candy?
Yes.
Well, I'll bet I could make it disappear.
Well, you see, Charlie, it's supposed to have the power to change your character.
No.
Uh-huh.
You mean Jekyll and Hyde drops?
Uh-huh. The square pieces will make you mean and menacing.
Yeah.
And the round ones will make you mild and contented as a cow.
As a cow?
Uh-huh.
They must be milk chocolates then, huh? Oh, wasn't that cute?
Oh, hey. Say, some of the round candies are missing.
Yeah, well, don't look at me. I never touch those Jersey gumdrops. Well, I don't feel like a cow anyway.
Well, somebody's been eating them. Hey, in Manchester.
Yeah, let's see.
Manchester. Come here.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you touched these candies?
Have I touched them? Well, yeah, sure I have. And they're simply marvelous.
He sounds like a top sirloin calling to his mate.
Well, if you pardon me, boss, I don't think you're very amusing.
Manchester, I'm surprised at you. You may go to your quarters now.
Yeah. Yes,
I say, imagine a person turning into a cow. Now, that is fantastic.
Yes, utterly.
Now, you see what happens when you eat those round candies. You better look out for the square ones, then.
Yeah.
I say, I'd like to try one of those square meanies. You know, I've always wanted to be a real ruffian.
Oh, not you.
Yes, that I could walk up to anyone I don't like and say, put up your dukes, put up your duchesses. Go on, just watch me. Watch me.
Ray, what kind of a dance is that?
Oh, please, I'm shadow boxing.
Yeah, well, the shadow's in better condition than you are.
Oh, is that so? I'll have you know I could whip any bloke half my size.
Yeah.
You flip me at him, that's all.
Ray, where are you going?
Give me a piece of that candy and I'll go after that Joseph Lewis fella. I'll thrash him within an inch of my life.
Yeah, you will.
Charlie, don't you think I'd better go with him?
Yes, Anita, and when that candy wears off, you can protect him. Well, Signy, here we are all alone, just you and me.
Yes, Charlie.
Yes.
And I better confess to you, I ate one of those square candies a moment ago.
You mean the menacing kind?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did.
Yes, I did. But it hasn't affected me.
It hasn't?
No.
Well, that's because you're so sweet.
Oh.
Yeah, take more than one.
Charlie. Just let me run my fingers through your hair, will you?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What are you thinking of, dear?
My collection of shrunken heads.
Shrunken heads? Oh, the laundries are so careless.
What are they? Darling?
Yeah?
Charlie. Come just a little closer. Say, Charlie, could you do me a great favor?
Anything, my dear, but anything.
I have only 11 shrunken heads in my collection, and I'd like to make it an even dozen.
Yeah, well, now, let's see. The candy is working, the candy. I gotta go home and water the lawn before it rains.
Wait. You're not leaving yet. Hmm? You know, you remind me so much of my old sweetheart, Johansson.
No, I do, thank you.
Who died of unknown causes.
Unknown causes?
Uh-huh. I still don't know why I poisoned him.
Yeah.
isn't that silly?
Oh, Miss Hassel, you'll kill me. What am I saying?
Excuse me, Miss Hassel.
Yeah.
I have the hatchet sharpened. Are you ready to assassinate that bird now?
Yes,
no,
I am.
No, let me out. I'm out of season. Don't kill me.
What are we going to do with him, Carlspot?
I'll stuff him with wild rice and serve him with sweet and sour sauce.
Yes.
Save me, Bergen. Let me out of here.
Ray Noble and his orchestra play Ray's special arrangement of that famous Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Thank you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.